أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الله يتوفى الأنفس حين موتها والتي لم تمت في منامها فيمسك التي قضى عليها الموت ويرسل الأخرى إلى أجل مسمى إن في ذلك لآيات لقوم يتفكرون. أم اتخذوا من دون الله شفعاء قل أولو كانوا لا يملكون شيئا ولا يعقلون قل لله الشفاعة جميعا له ملك السماوات والأرض ثم إليه ترجعون صدق الله العظيم. الله سبحانه وتعالى says الله يتوفى الأنفس حين موتها. الله سبحانه وتعالى draws completely and totally the souls, the ruh, at the time of its mouth. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues to speak about Allah Rabbul Izzat's Qudrat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's power, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's control. And here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala shows us, O insan, your entire life is in my total control. And the entire life of man, life in itself is in the control of Allah. And every aspect of life is in the control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala shows us that our life and our death, our living and our dying, all is in the hands of Allah Rabbul Izzat. And all Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes away the ruh. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes away the ruh, then what was alive or who was alive, that person is now regarded and classified and certified as dead. That is all in the hands of Allah, something that nobody can escape, something that nobody can dispute. If you look at all the different branches, all the different isms, all the different cults, all the different cultures of the world, nobody ever disputes the reality of death. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows it, that all of it is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thereafter, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala shows us that there is a glimpse of life and death every day in our lives. Every day in our lives, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes us through this training, this exercise. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالَّتِي لَمْ تَمُتْ فِي مَنَامِهَا. And that person who does not die, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grips and Allah ta'ala takes control of his ruh in his sleep. Now here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us another whole dimension, is that every time we go to sleep, that there is some control that is lost by us ourselves over our own bodies. And the ulama have explained that the ruh, that is our soul, has complete, total, gives us life in the inner part of ourselves and the outer part of ourselves. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala extracts the ruh, then internally and externally we are regarded as dead and we are regarded as gone. But when a person goes to sleep, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes control of that much of the ruh, that much of the soul, where the inner part, that is life in itself, still exists. But we have lost control over much of our faculties. No person can tell us that I went to sleep, I was fast asleep, and now in my sleep I thought about this, and in my sleep I made this decision or that decision. In sleep in itself, man loses total control about the great of the greatest asset that he has, and that is his mind, that is his brain, his faculty of thought, his discretion. Everything else is lost, totally lost. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us this exercise every day, day in and day out, that we have lost total control. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and we need to think further about these words of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, what exceptional memory, what exceptional intelligence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had granted Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu majma'in, is to say, understand it like this, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has left some beams of light. Today we speak about rays, today we speak about beams, we speak about ultraviolet and intraday and all those type of stuffs. Allah, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to say that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala just keeps some beams of life alive for that person to survive that night And then when Allah Ta'ala so desires, Allah returns the full ruh and the soul, and that person gets up in the morning. And that is why our Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to read the du'as of sleeping. Allahumma bismika amutu wa ahya, alhamdulillahi alladhi ahyana ba'dama amatana wa ilayhi nushur. In both the du'as, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was actually giving us a lesson that we need to remember life and we need to remember death every morning, every evening when we go to sleep. And in this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us, فَيُمْسِكُ الَّتِي قَضَى عَلَيْهَا الْمَوْتِ. Now, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala desired, a person goes to sleep, and then Allah Rabbul Izzat had desired, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had decreed death for the person, then the simple thing Allah says, فَيُمْسِكُ الَّتِي قَضَى عَلَيْهَا الْمَوْتِ. For that person whom Allah has decreed death, Allah just withholds the ruh. The balance of the ruh is taken out, the balance of life is taken out from that person, and then that person doesn't get up forever again. وَيُرْسِلُ الْأُخْرَى إِلَىٰ أَجَلٍ مُسَمَّى. And for those people whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decreed life, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends back that faculty of understanding, the faculty of the mind, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts back full life into that person. إِلَىٰ أَجَلٍ مُسَمَّى. And Allah does this to the fixed time that Allah Rabbul Izzah so desires. إِنَّ فِي ذَٰلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ. Allah says, in this are many, many signs. And these signs are experienced day and night by us, but we do not take heed of these signs. Why? لِقَوْمٍ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ. For those people who begin to ponder. We need to ponder at night. We need to ponder in the day. Where has the sleep come from? Where has the state of awakenedness come from? Who is giving us all this? Who is changing our halat and our conditions? All these are reminders, but we have to be from among those people who will be able to ponder and think about this. أَمِتْ تَخَذُوا مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ شُفَعَىٰ. On the contrary, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the disbelievers, that especially in the environment of Makkah, and even in these days, there are many cults, there are many, many religions that will worship idols, and they say that these idols are intercessors in the courts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses this, and Allah says, أَمِتْ تَخَذُوا مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ شُفَعَىٰ. Have they taken besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala intercessors? قُلْ أَوَلَوْ كَانُوا لَا يَمْلِكُونَ شَيْئًا وَلَا يَعْقِلُونَ. Even though these intercessors of theirs, these little gods, godlings of theirs, these little idols, they do not have any ability, any power to own anything. They do not have the power to have any ownership over anything, any control over anything. But the reality is this, وَلَا يَعْقِلُونَ. They do not even have the power of thinking. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows that we cannot just accept anyone as an intercessor, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it very clear in the Quran Kareem, مَنْ ذَا الَّذِي يَشْفَعُ عِنْدَهُ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِ. Who is there to intercede in the courts of Allah besides that being whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given the permission on the day of Qiyamah? Not all and sundry will be able to intercede in the courts of Allah on the day of Qiyamah. And Allah further elaborates on that, and He says, قُلْ لِلَّهِ الشَّفَاعَةُ جَمِيعًا. Shafa'at in itself, intercession in itself, all of it belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Only that being, that person, that thing that Allah gives the ability to intercede on the day of Qiyamah, only that will intercede and nothing else. Like, for example, the Qur'an Kareem will intercede, our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will intercede, and like that, only that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give the ability will intercede. لَهُ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Forget the hereafter in this world also, the sovereignty, kingdom, all of it belongs only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ثُمَّ إِلَيْهِ تُرْجَعُونَ. Then towards Him is the return of one and all. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows that everything is in the total control of Allah. Our life is in the total control of Allah. Our death is in the total control of Allah. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grant us the understanding. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.